This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the interview that got Day to Day listeners really hot on the email. We'll check with Letters editor Steve Proffitt.
First, in Washington news about a book and some boys.
The boys were congressional pages. A Florida congressman, Mark Foley, wrote laws to protect children on the internet at the same time he was writing sexual instant messages to some of those pages.
And the book is from Washington Post reporter Bob Woodward.
It details the internal debate about Iraq within the White House. The title is State of Denial. The theme, that's where the president and his inner advisors are over Iraq and the war on terror. Here is Mr. Bush this weekend on the presidential radio address.
Withdrawing from Iraq before the enemy is defeated would embolden the terrorists. It would help them find new recruits to carry out even more destructive attacks on our nation. And it would give the terrorists a new sanctuary in the heart of the Middle East with huge oil riches to fund their ambitions. America must not allow this to happen.
And now here's part of the Democratic response. This was given by an Iraq War veteran in a wheelchair. Her name is Tammy Duckworth. She's running for an Illinois seat in Congress.
Like so many others, I proudly fought and sacrificed. And I believe the brave men and women who are serving in Iraq today, their families, and the American people deserve more than the same empty slogans and political name-calling. It is time to encourage Iraqi leaders to take control of their own country and make the tough choices that will stop the civil war and stabilize the country.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving is with us now. And Ron, what has the president had to say about any of these stories that are swirling around him?
Nothing yet, Madeline. Now, the president has had a couple of photo ops this morning with visitors at the White House, but he has refused to take questions. And later today, he's heading out to California to campaign with several Republican candidates for Congress. So presumably we'll hear more from him then.
Well, how internally is the White House dealing with this new pressure, dealing with the fallout over this Bob Woodward book?
This is a White House that prides itself on stay the course style. Steadfastness, first and foremost, not just on Iraq, but on everything. And that goes for Donald Rumsfeld, who's a main focus in this book, and it goes for the rest of the Woodward book. There have been some denials from the White House, but of course that sets up a certain humor, given the title of the book, as you mentioned. And it also goes for this Mark Foley story coming off the Hill. The White House line is that the president was not informed about any of that, and that certainly seems believable enough. So the White House is not changing its itinerary. It's going out to campaign for House members, and that will probably include a lot of questions about Mark Foley and the Republican leadership in the House.
But, you know, as we learned in an earlier conversation with you earlier before the program began, there's one other thing that is going to be difficult for the president to deal with this week.
Well, there is this story about Jack Abramoff, the disgraced lobbyist, having had hundreds of contacts personally and through his associates in his firm with people in the White House, including a woman who had worked for him previously and then went to work for Karl Rove in the White House, involving gifts and so forth in excess, apparently, of the limits, not compensated, and setting up various and sundry things that Jack Abramoff's clients wanted to talk to the White House about. Now, that's going to get remarked upon in California because one of the candidates the president is campaigning for is John Doolittle, who has his own ties to Jack Abramoff, and that's been a bit of a story out in Northern California.
Yeah. So this is all, what is it, 5 weeks till Election Day now, Ron?
5 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah. This has got to be some effect you must be expecting on this.
Well, it's already had the effect of wiping out some of the victory ceremonies from the signing of that big terror suspects bill on Friday, and it may have delayed the president's signing of that bill as well, taken the edge off what the Republicans had hoped would be a good ending to September and a great start to October. And what effect it's going to have beyond that is going to depend on how long the Foley story stays on page one and how long people go on talking about Woodward's book.
You know, you had seen in the polls in the last, couple of weeks or so, the Republicans starting to look a little better with the president's message from middle of August on that it's the war on terror, war on terror, war on terror. But I wonder if maybe the House is looking better for the Democrats again.
The president's numbers are looking a little better, but not necessarily the numbers for the Republicans in the House. And so it was probably already teetering on the brink, and this story certainly isn't going to help. It's probably going to move Foley's own seat into the Democratic column in Florida. And more generally, if it doesn't get explained better than it has been up to now, and if there's more incriminating evidence about perhaps a politically motivated cover-up, this could affect turnout on November 7th, and it could affect some people's votes as well.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving speaking with us again from Washington. Ron, thanks.
Thank you.